Really needs pyramids.
UN peacekeepers in South Lebanon have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, a UN spokesman said on Sunday. The confirmed cases were transferred to a special UN facility equipped to deal with COVID-19 cases, spokesman Andrea Tenenti said in a statement. He added that 88 of those infected belonged to the same contingent, but he did not specify the nationalities of the infected peacekeepers. Some 45 countries contribute peacekeepers to UNIFIL, which was set up in 1978 to patrol the border between Lebanon and Israel, which are technically at war. Tenenti said its operations are not affected by the new virus cases. Lebanon has seen a spike in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases since an August 4th explosion ripped through the Beirut port, killing more than 190 people and devastating large sections of the capital. Meanwhile, Lebanon has approved a new work contract allowing foreign domestic workers to resign and keep hold of their own passports. Lebanon is home to around 250,000 migrants, mostly women from Africa and Asia, who often work in people's homes as housekeepers and nannies. They're not protected by the country's labor laws, but instead work under a set of policies and customs called kafala, which have been repeatedly criticized by rights groups as allowing a wide range of abuse by employers. Lebanon's economic and coronavirus crises have increased the urgency for reform over the past year, with many families now paying their workers in the devalued local currency and some not at all. The International Labor Organization, ILO, called the new contract a, quote, step in the right direction, and a deal establishing relations between Israel and Bahrain will result